WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Gary Marshall, who directed last year's big hit movie Pretty Woman, raised a lot of eyebrows when he cast his screen adaptation of Terrence McNally's off-Broadway hit, Frankie and Johnny, in The Clair de Lune. He chose glamorous Michelle Pfeiffer and Al Pacino to play the roles created by the much less glamorous Kathy Bates and Kenneth Walsh. Film critic Stephen Schiff tells us how it all worked out.
Let's say Frankie and Johnny the movie had stuck with Kathy Bates and Kenneth Walsh. And let's say, besides, that it had stuck to the original play's structure, in which we meet our hero and heroine already in bed together, their courting over, and their problems about to unfold. That would have been a much grittier movie, but it might not have worked as well as this one does. Remember the old Doris Day Rock Hudson comedies of the late 50s and early 60s? The ones in which she kept saying no, no, and he kept saying yes, yes. Irresistible force meets immovable object. It's one of the oldest plots in the book, and Frankie and Johnny spins it again. The result is working class froth. Superficial, yes, but sweet and pleasant and even kind of bubbly. Al Pacino plays the Rock Hudson character, albeit a few links down the food chain. His Johnny is a convict just getting out of jail who goes to work as a short order cook at the Apollo Diner. That's where he catches sight of Michelle Pfeiffer's waitress Frankie, the Doris Day, who guards her solitude like a treasure trove. The pattern is set early on. He chases, she flees, leaving a trail of attitude in her wake.
I need scramble with bacon, two easy overs with sausage, and a Belgian waffle.
I'm Johnny.
Hi.
Who are you?
Frankie. These eggs don't look runny. Mr. De Leon likes them runny.
They look runny to me. They're pretty runny.
He's a regular.
Who can argue with that? And who can argue with you? Thy head is full of quarrel, like an egg is full of meat. William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. I'm reading it now. Act 3, Scene 1. I can't find it now. Okay. Raw eggs coming up.
Not raw. Runny.
Too cute? Well, yes. Pacino's Johnny is the least hardened criminal who ever did time. His joie de vivre practically eats up the screen, and the way he trots out the fruits of his new love of learning in his Brooklyn growl, well, he has all the pat winsomeness of a prepackaged sitcom hero. But Michelle Pfeiffer's performance is something else again. Yes, she's too beautiful for the role, and her stringy hair and unmade-up eyes can't disguise it. But Pfeiffer finds genuine pain in Frankie's fear of entering a relationship. Whenever Pacino threatens to send the movie to the moon, her touching gravity pulls it back down to earth. Meanwhile, in the background, wonderful character actors shoot Terrence McNally's sharpest quips at one another. I especially like the priceless comedian Jane Morris as the diner's drabbest waitress, and the superb stage actor Nathan Lane playing another stock sitcom character, the lonely heroine's understanding gay neighbor, but playing it to the hilt. Best of all is the usually regal Kate Nelligan, the poor man's Meryl Streep, joyfully putting on a cheap accent to play the vulgar, man-hungry waitress Cora. The characters are comic, but Marshall finds the pathos in them. Like Frankie and Johnny, everyone else in this movie goes home to four walls and takeout food and the blue flicker of the TV. In his own lighter-than-air way, Marshall's trying to create a tableau of urban loneliness and despair. Mostly, though, he's trying to entertain us. And mostly, he succeeds. Even though something in the back of your mind tells you you can probably expect a swell new diner comedy called Frankie on next fall's TV schedule.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.